So I was going to ask you before, because we were talking about APT, you now have the SANA APT, so to speak, trial where you're comparing it to TDM1. I'm just kind of curious, clinically, do you find that patients who go on that trial, you know, in the adjuvant setting, do better with TDM1 or APT?
So the trial you're mentioning, which is called the ATTEMPT study, is a study that randomized patients, similar population to APT, so, you know, stage one HER2-positive patients, randomized them to TDM1 for a year or the same paclitaxel trastuzumab. And so we've finished enrollment. We're just waiting for the data to mature. The idea was to see if you, by using TDM1, could you get rid of all of the standard chemotherapy toxicity so patients don't lose their hair. It was a very well-received trial. Patients really liked not having hair loss, which is a big concern for many women in the adjuvant setting. And, you know, so I think it was a, patients felt that it was, a very reasonable approach, and we're now waiting for the data to mature. So I can't tell you efficacy yet because, you know, it takes time. I think it was part of this idea of further de-escalating therapy for these HER2-positive patients.
Well, that was really my question, which is if you do believe after seeing the efficacy data that they're the same, would you choose TDM1? Do you think it's, easier on the patient?
Well, and I should clarify that the actual trial design is not to compare the efficacy of the two, because we know that we expect that the event rates are going to be very low, so you're not going to be able to statistically compare. The actual comparison is for toxicity, hoping to show that TDM1 is less toxic than paclitaxel. The major point of the trial, though, is to show that in a large population of patients, the TDM1 is associated with a very low recurrence rate, similarly to what we did with APT.
But again, if that's what's seen, you think you would prefer TDM1?
I probably would. I think patients would. And more importantly, I think patients will prefer it. I think there's the reimbursement, and, this is not a registration trial. So if TDM1 isn't approved in the early disease setting based on some other trial, several of which are underway, I think it's going to be hard to be able to give patients TDM1 in that setting. But, if that shows a very low recurrence rate, that it would be something that would be appealing to patients.